Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
We're back. It's Booker T and the MGs bringing us back. That's called Time is Tight. Don't you love those instrumentals where you when you know the title, you say, yeah, that's, I see why they called it that. Time is Tight. How about that? Welcome back, 23 After. I'm Jim Blasingame. You can't go through life without some of these fun facts, can you? You know you can always count on them from me. And I'm Jim Blasingame. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Thank you for going there and using it to your advantage. We've got lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business, including lots of stuff on differentiating, as Bill Schley has been helping us with today, and as he has been now for a long time as a member of our Brain Trust. And he's the Microscript Rules guy. He's the guy who helps us think of how to differentiate ourselves with words so that we can differentiate ourselves in reality with when we deliver on our stuff. So you can find out lots of stuff that Bill has deposited with us on my website, by the way. Bill, your website is your name, right? Bill Schley, S-C-H-L-E-Y.com, right?
That's also, and also you can go to microscriptrules.com, microscriptrules.
I encourage you to follow up on that, folks. Bill, talk to us some more about differentiating. But let's remember now, everything that you and I do, everything that we talk about, has to be couched in and framed around where we're going, which is we're already 10% into the second decade of the 21st century. And, Bill, it's different from where we've been. What you and I told people about 5 years ago when you first started joining us 6 years ago, things are different. What's it going to be like? What's Microscript Rules? What's differentiating going to be like in this next decade?
Well, you know, here's what I think. You know, we've been sitting here talking about the secret flip side of social media, you know, and being social media heretics. But all that being said, the fact is we live in an electronic world. We live in a world where there's 500 billion screens, and people are looking into them all day long, and people are communicating on Twitter and Facebook and all those kinds of things. So they're using, that's the new medium. It's not the new story, but it's the new medium. So how do you work within that medium? And you find out that because you have the single most powerful way to communicate to another human being is with a story. The power of the story. That's why all the great communicators, the power of story. When I say these little words to you, Jim, I say, hey, Jim, let me tell you a story. Do you know that you're hypnotized before I even say the word story? No, it's a psychological fact. Mm-hmm. Our brains cannot keep a story from going in. We cannot listen to it.
The only thing more powerful is, let me ask your opinion.
That's okay. So if you want someone to remember anything, understand anything, and repeat anything, you've got to tell your story, but you've got to tell it like a little microchip. You've got to tell micro stories. Mm-hmm. I just wrote that down. Microscripts are really micro stories. You've got to tell your whole story in about a sentence or less. But the great news is a business can. Because when people are saying word of mouth about your business, they're telling a little story.
Here's the thing, though. But social media kind of lends itself toward that.
Of course it does. No, of course it does. But now you see, it's so, because there's so many trillions of conversations, you've got to make little stories that are so compact but so effective that they penetrate through. But let me give you an example. My daughter just gave me, I'll tell you this is what I'm talking about. My daughter just gave me for my birthday, she saw this thing on TV called Snuggie.
Oh, boy.
Have you heard of that thing?
Did you get the one with the feet in it?
Okay, so you know, I bet every one of your listeners. But here's the story, four words, over-differentiated, set apart, over and done with, able to repeat, and able to tell a story. The blanket with sleeves. You see, that's a
now,
story.
Now, does yours have a flap in the back?
It does.
Okay, go ahead.
That's for old farts. No, but the blanket with sleeves, it's such, because what it says, it's a metaphor. Taking a blanket, sleeves are a human thing, you know, like a human part. So you see, when you put those things together, it's a little bit of a story. When I think of a blanket of sleeves, it makes me think of all kinds of other associations. That's what story does. It unlocks your mind, and it makes you start to think about a lot of other thoughts.
And so the point, right. One of the points I want to we got to point out here, folks, is so just being on social media is not going to be enough. You still, if you're a small business operating in a local market, you still have to, or whatever your size business is, you still have to use these tools as tools. You still you will not be able to get away from what Bill's talking about, the microscripts. You still have to ask for the business. You still have to take care of customers. Being on social media is not going to save you. It's not going to solve your problems. It's not going
to. But you just said have to. So here's the thing. You don't have to do anything. The thing is, though, with this tool of social media, imagine the power if you do.
Yeah.
That's the difference. Imagine the power if you say, look, the post office, it's a great little ad. They're using this. They say, if it fits, it ships.
Right.
Do you realize that that tells me a whole story, how much I know and understand about that value proposition? So the point is, you can be on social media and talk about nonsense. Or you can get on there and say, hey, you better buy this car, brand of car. It goes 300,000 miles and won't break. So you see, it's those, if you come up with those little story bites, you'll be that much more powerful.
Right. Hey,
and
Bill.
And you'll cut through.
Good job today. Well done. Yep. Give us the website again, please.
It's either Microscript Rules. I should just have one, the Microscript Rules.
Yeah, check it out. They can find out all the things there, including Bill's books. Hey, Bill, good job today. Thank you so much for that. Let's have a good 2011 together.
Yeah, same here.
Yeah, see you then.
Okay.
Bill Schley, ladies and gentlemen. Told you we'd get smarter when Bill joined us. Quick break. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me. I promise. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.